Okay, so let's begin Harayos. The Mishnah says, Haru Bez Din La'avar Al Achas Mikol Mitzvah Samuras Betara. If Bez Din paskind to violate one of the mitzvahs that are said in the Torah. Now, Rashi gives you right away that the kind of mitzvah that we're talking about is, for example, what we're going to discuss later, where there's a Chiyuv Karis at stake. So Rashi's example is, for example, they paskind that Chelev, which is forbidden fat, they paskind that forbidden fat is mutter for consumption. So let's say Bezin paskind such a thing, v'holach hayachid, and then an individual went, v'asa, shogig al piyem, and then he went ahead, and he, as a shogig, as a person acting mistakenly, acted on what they said, on their word. Bein sha'asu v'asa imahen, whether we're dealing with a case where they did it, and he did it along with them. For example, let's say they have a big meal together, and they invite him over for Shabbos lunch, and for Shabbos lunch, they are having Chalev chalant. So they're having this forbidden fat, which they think is mutter, and they have it, and he does it also. Bein sha'asu v'asa achrein, or whether they did it, and he did it after them. In other words, they permit having chalev, they think it's mutter, and they have their own chalev chalant, and then he goes home and he has his own chalev chalant. So bein sha'lo asu v'asa, or whether they did not do it, but he did do it, acting on their word. So what's the halacha in all of these cases? Now remember, in order to be chayiv a parhalim davar shel tzibur, parhalim davar shel tzibur is the bowl that you would have to bring when Rov of Klai Yisrael violates one of these kinds of isurim, lav sheish bakaris. So in this case, though, we're talking about an individual or just a few people acted. It's not Rov of Klai Yisrael. They listened to Bezin. Bezin issued a psak. Then they were mistaken. Bezin issued the psak. Psak was wrong. And this fellow just followed blindly, listening to Bezin. So what's the halak in this case? Is this individual going to be chayiv to bring his own carbon or not? Says the Mishnah, pater. This individual is going to be pater. He's going to be exempt from bringing his own personal carbon chatas. Lebnei shetalu b'Bezin, because he was relying on Bezin. He was literally hanging on Bezin. In other words, he was relying, just basing his activity, basing his behavior on what Bezin told him was acceptable. Okay, now, Horu Bezin, the Yada Echad Mi'an Shito, but what about if Bezin paskind, and one of the members of Bezin, realized that they were mistaken? Oh, Talmud, there was a student over there in the Bezin, hanging out, watching the court case unfold, or watching the psak unfold. Vuhu ra'oi lahoran, he's a very learned fellow. He is suited to issue psak. And v'halach, and we're going to explain that what that means exactly in the Gemara. V'halach v'asa alpian, and he went ahead and he acted on what they said. And in other words, let's say, for example, the psak that they issued was that chelev is mutter, it's permitted to eat this forbidden fat. So, but he's a big Talmud Chacham himself, and he realized that Bezin were mistaken, and anyway, he just blindly listened to Bezin. Bein sha'asu va'asimayin, whether they did it and he did it along with them, so whether they had him over for Shabbos lunch, and they have chelev chalant, and he eats that chelev chalant. Bein sha'asu va'asa acharein, whether they did it, and then he went home and he did it himself. Bein shalo asu va'asa, or whether they didn't do it, but he did do it, and he was just blindly following what they said. In this case, the halacha is hareza chayiv. This fellow, this individual, is going to be chayiv. He's going to be obligated to bring his own personal carbon chatas. Why? Mimnei shalo tala bebezin, because he wasn't relying on bezin. He knew what the halacha was. Zeha klal, and so here's the rule. Hatala be'atzmo, if a person is relying on his own knowledge, acting on his own knowledge, chayiv. Then he's going to be liable. But if a person is acting, he's just relying solely on Bezdin, then he is exempt from bringing his own personal carbon. Okay, so what do we see in this Mishnah? What this Mishnah basically illustrated were two kinds of people. The first kind is a person that once Bezdin issues a psak, that's a mistaken psak, and this fellow just listens to what Bezin has to do. He's not a Talmud Chacham. He's just a regular run-of-the-mill guy. He listens to what they say, and whether he is along with them, whether he does it personally, just because this is what they told him to do, what they told him was acceptable. So now this fellow is going to be putter from bringing his own personal carbon katas, because he was just relying solely on Bezdin. But if you have a fellow who's a big Talmid Chacham himself, he's Roy Lahara, and he watches the Pesach unfold, and he doesn't say anything, or he's a member of Bezdin, and they make a mistake, and he just says, okay, look, so this is how Bezdin paskened, and this is what I'm going to do, even though that he knows the halacha is otherwise. So the Mishnah tells us, this fellow would be chayv to bring his own personal carbon chatas. Why is that? Because he wasn't relying on Bezdin. He knew perfectly well what the halacha was. Okay, so now, says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, says, La'olam ein Bezdin chayavin, ad shiyomar lehen mutar metem. So Shmuel, now we're shifting gears a little bit. We'll bring it back home to our Mishnah in a little bit, but Shmuel walks in to share. And he says, you should know that ein Bezdin chayavin, Bezdin are not going to be responsible, they're not going to be liable. Liable what? They're not going to be liable for bringing a par helm davar shel tzibor. So there's not going to be any issue at yomer lahem until the bezin tells the community mutarn atem, you are all permitted. In other words, when you have, again, for the case of par helm davar shel tzibor, where the majority of the of Klal Yisrael mistakenly commits an Isser, they violate an Isser, and this happened because Bezdin issued a psak that this activity is permitted, and turns out that Bezdin was wrong. So the halacha is that, now we know that there's a machlokas, Rashi brings up this machlokas. There's machlokas if it's Bezdin that's going to be the ones who bring the power, or if it's going to be the community that brings the power. But either way, the point is that if there has to be a formal hora'ah of some sort in order for this to be subject to the rules of par helam davar shel tzibor. So it has to be a formal hora'ah, a bona fide hora'ah, and that's not considered to be a bona fide hora'ah until Bezdin tells them, mutarn atem. In other words, it can't be just a theoretical conversation that somebody overhears a bunch of big Talmid Chacham, members of the Bezdin, they're talking in the Beis Medrash. It has to be a formal hora'ah. Okay. And now we're going to plug that in as well, is that same thing for an individual. If you want to tell me that in our Mishnah that an individual is going to be chayv to bring his own karban if he's acting on his own das, but he's going to be pater if he's relying on Bezdin, it has to be that he's relying on Bezdin's formal psak. Okay, that's the point right now. Rav Dimi Minarda Amar, but Rav Dimi Minarda said, until Bezdin says to them, mutarn atem la'asos. It's not enough to just for Bezdin, for the formal psak of Bezdin to be considered a formal psak. It has to be that Bezdin tell them you are permitted to do. In other words, it's not just enough that, let's say, you go over and ask Bezdin a question, is this mutter or us, and they say it's mutter. It has to be that Bezdin says you are permitted to do this. That way, it's considered to be a full-blown psak, a full-blown hora'ah. And let's say in our Mishnah, in order for it to be considered that a yachid is being told of bedas Bezdin, in order for him to be potter, it has to be this kind of a psak, where Bezdin said, mutter ata la'asos, let's say. Okay, now, so it sounds like Renata of Dimi and Shmuel are in disagreement with one another, where Shmuel is saying that Bezdin are not going to be responsible for the case of Parham Dabshal Tzibor, until they're not going to be responsible until they say something like Mutar Natem, it's a formal psak. And Rav Dimi says it has to be Mutar Natem La'asos. Why? My time, what's the reasoning for this? Lafi Shalom Nigma Hara. Because until this happens, until Bezdin formulated in this way, it's not considered to be a conclusive psak halacha. Okay. Amar Abai said, in fact, we also have a Mishnah in support of this. What does the Mishnah say? So this is the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Chazal le'iro, the Mishnah tells us that if he goes back to his city, shana v'limed, and he teaches, he goes back and he learns and he teaches, kederach shalimed, the way that he taught it originally, pater, then he's exempt. Hora la'asos, but if he paskins to do something, then chayv, then he's going to be liable. What's this talking about? This is talking about the sugya of Zakin Mamre, where you have a person, he's a big old-time Talmid Chacham, and he feels that the halacha is a certain way, and that's in disagreement with the Bezdin in his local community. So the halacha is that they have to go to Sanhedrin, and Sanhedrin has to figure out who's right. And so once Sanhedrin figures out, if let's say Sanhedrin comes to the conclusion that this guy is wrong, this big-time Talmid Chacham is wrong, and the community Bezdin was right, so now this fellow has to rescind. And so when he goes home, if he goes back to teaching Psak Halacha, to teaching the Halacha the way that he thought it was originally, again, so now he's going up against the local community, and he's also in the district community with Sanhedrin, well then, as long as he's just teaching it the way that he originally taught it, that's fine. He's potter. In other words, we're not going to have to put this guy to death. But if he goes around paskening the Halacha this way, and he's hora la'asos, then he's going to be chayiv. Then he's going to be, in other words, the halacha is that if this fellow continues paskening against the way that the local community paskin, which was also supported by Sanhedrin, well, then ultimately we're going to have to put this guy to death. So that's how he becomes this zakin mamre. Literally that would be the rebellious elder. So the point is though that he has to paskin a formal psak halacha. It has to be hora la'asos. That's when it's chayv. And so that's the same idea over here. That in order for it to be a formal psak halacha, over here it has to be that it's mutarnatem la'asos. That is like a, almost like a telling you that this is how you should act in this case. Okay, now, Amar Rav Ava, or though some have it as Amar Rava, Afanan Matina, we also have it a Mishnah in support of this. What does the Mishnah say? Horla Bezdin Lihinase, if Bezdin paskined for her, they issued a psak for her to get married, that she's allowed to get remarried, and she went ahead and she ruined things, she messed up, meaning, and what that means is that she had zinus. So, chayavis b'karban. She's going to be liable to bring a karban. Why is she liable to bring a karban? Wasn't she just listening to Bezdin? So, shelo etirula el hinasi, because they permitted her only to get married. What does this mean? So, this is based on the Gemara that we find in Yevamos, where the Gemara discusses what happens if this woman, her husband has presumably died. We don't have solid evidence that her husband died. So there's one witness, there's an aide who comes in to Bezdin and testifies about her husband's death. Now, can Bezdin allow her to get remarried on the basis of the testimony of this one aide? So we have a special heter in this case. The Gemara goes through why it is that we're willing to rely on a single aide. But the point is, let's say Bezin's the psak that they gave her once they heard the testimony from the Seid Echad, the psak that they gave her is you're now allowed to get remarried. Well, and then what happened is she went and she engaged in zinus, and then turns out her husband shows up. So her first husband shows up, the person who we thought was dead on the basis of the testimony of this one aide. So what's halacha? Is she going to be chayav to bring a carbon? Or do we say that, no, she's not chayav to bring a carbon because she was just relying on Bezdin. So under normal circumstances, if she gets remarried and then her husband shows up, so then we could say, good, she was getting married because Bezdin told her it was permitted to get remarried. But if she went ahead and she engaged in znus, well then wait a second. Now, you might think, well, if Bezdin allowed her to get married, that's as good as saying that, good, as far as we're concerned, you're a woman whose husband is no longer alive. And if that's the case, well, if she engaged in znus, assuming that her husband is no longer alive, well then she's not an Eshes Ish because her husband was dead. But the Gemara is saying she's chayev as a karban. Why is she chayev as a karban? Then she did nothing wrong. She was just relying on Bezdin. The answer is no, she wasn't relying on Bezdin. Why? Because Bezdin's psak was shelo tu'ula ela lihinasi. Bezdin's psak was that she's allowed to get remarried. They didn't allow her to do anything else other than that. But what's the point? The point is that Bezdin's psak can't just be that you are mutter. Right? It says that you are mutter to do something in particular. It's mutter lihinase. That's what the psak was. So that's what this supports. This seems to support nicely Rav Dimi's point. Okay, Ravina, and Ravina says afanan amitinina. We also have a Mishnah in support of this point that horubezim la'avor alachas mikomisas amurs b'tora sulamidi. So Ravina says, the support to this idea, to Rav Dimi's idea, presumably, is from the Mishnah Harius. The Mishnah Harius says this exact idea. It says, Horu Bezdin la'avor alachas mikol mitzvah samurus b'tar. They paskin to violate one of the mitzvahs. In other words, they didn't just say it's mutter. They said it's mutter to do. It's mutter to do something specific. That's when v'sulamidi. But that's the end of it. So that's the point. The point is that it's just like Rav Dimi's idea that it has to be mutar ma'atem la'asos in order for it to be considered a bona fide, conclusive psak halacha. Okay. So now, what do we say here? We said that Shmuel walked in and he said that in order for something to be considered a psak bezdin, it can't just be theoretical conversation, it can't just be overhearing them in a base medrash. That's when you ask them a shayla and they say, it is permitted for you. Rav Dimi says, actually, they have to say mutar natem la'asos. It's permitted for you to do. And then we went ahead and we brought one of three raya's. Abai brought a raya from the discussion of Zakat Mamre. Rav Ava, brought a raya from the discussion in Vamis about a woman getting remarried, assuming that her husband is dead. And Ravina brings a raya from our mission in Harius, where it says, Horebezin la'avor. Now, Igida Army, there are those who have the following version, that this is really what goes on in the Gemara. Amar Shmuel, Ein Bezin Chayavin Achiyom Lehen Mutarn La'atem La'asos. That Shmuel's line was exactly the opposite. That Shmuel's line was that it's not considered to be a psak halacha for Bezin to be chayav for the world of Parhel Ndavar Shal Tzibur to apply until they say it's mutter for you to do. Rav Dimi Minar Da Amar, Afil Mutar Matem. So Rav Dimi says, actually, no. Even if it's Mutar Matem, that's considered to be Nigmar Hora. Right? That's considered to be Gemar Hora. That's considered to be a conclusive, definitive psak halacha. Now, Amar Abai says back, V'halotananachi, but wait a second, we didn't learn the Mishnah like that. The Mishnah is against that point. The Mishnah says, Chazer le'iro, v'shana olimit, k'dach shlimit, pater. Hora la'asos, is chayiv. So Abai attacks Rav Dimi's point, because Rav Dimi now is saying that it's mutter for you, and all of Bezin say mutar matem, that's considered psak halacha. But the Mishnah by Zakan Mamre seem to indicate that the Zakan Mamre, in order for it to be considered a psak, it has to be la'asos. Rav Ava said, v'halo tanan hachi, I thought we didn't learn a Mishnah like this also. I have a Mishnah against Rav Dimi, where the Mishnah says, Horu la bezin lihinase, bezin paskins for to get married, v'halcha v'kilk l'chayavis b'karbon, shalohi tirula elalinase, because they permitted her only to get remarried. But again, you see that it has to be la'asos, it can't just be that it's your mutter, it's Rav Dimi. We have a second Mishnah against Rav Dimi. Ravina, and Ravina comes along and he says, wait a second, we have a Mishnah also against Rav Dimi, where Rav Mishnah says, Horu bezin la'avor alachas mekomisus emers b'dara v'sulamidi. So the way that we have it now, the second version is, the first version was that Shmuel says, Ein bezin chayven achi yomer lahem mutar matem. And Rav Dimi says, actually no, bezin have to say mutar atem la'asos. And then Abai, Rava and Ravina bring Mishnayos in support of Rav Dimi. The second version of the discussion is that Shmuel says that bezin, it's not considered a psak halach until bezin say mutar matem la'asos. And Rav Dimi says, actually no, they don't have to say la'asos, they just have to say mutar matem. And now Abaye, Rava Ava, and Ravina come along and they say, oh, well, we have Mishnayos against Rav Dimi. We have the Mishnah by the Zakat Mamre in Sanhedrin, we have the Mishnah in Yevamis, and we also have the Mishnah in Harayis. And all these Mishnayos seem to be, against Rav Dimi's point. And so if you take a look, the Rishonim discuss why it is exactly that the Gemara formulates it this way. It's a little bit perplexing, because the first time around when we presented the discussion, we could have asked it the same way that we presented in the second round, right? In other words, the first Gemara could have been that Abai, Rav Ava, and Ravina all attack Shmuel, just like in the second version of the Gemara, where Rav Dimi is essentially holding Shmuel's opinion, the way that we have Shmuel's in the first version. So the Gemara, the same way that they attack Rav Dimi in the second version, it could be that they're all attacking Shmuel in the first mahalach of the Gemara. And then, so if you take a look at the Baal HaTosfos over here at the bottom, they kind of address this a little bit. The Baal HaTosfos say, by Dibur Maskam Rabbi, it say, Halo Hadlo Parch L'Lishna Kama L'Shmuel Kimot Parch Hacha L'Rav Dimi. So why didn't we ask in the Lishna Kama the same way on Shmuel, the same way that we did in on Rav Dimi? The Lishna Kama Matzino L'Meir Rav Dimi Asle Frushi Dere Shmuel. The reason is because in the first version of the Gemara, I could easily say that Rav Dimi is actually coming to explain Shmuel. In other words, we're not really picking and choosing what's going Rav Dimi over Shmuel in the first version. In other words, the way the Baal HaTosfos is suggesting that you read the Gemara is that when Shmuel walks in and he says, you have to say Mutar Matem, Rav Dimi then walks in afterwards. He's not disagreeing with Shmuel. Rav Dimi says what Shmuel meant by that is Mutar Matem La'asos. And then when the Gemara goes ahead and supports Rav Dimi, it's really supporting the both of them. But in the second version of the Gemara, when Shmuel says, actually Bezin have to say Mutar Matem La'asos, well, then when Rav Dimi walks in afterwards, he can't be explaining Shmuel. He's clearly in disagreement with Shmuel. He's clearly saying, all you need is Mutar Matem. You don't need Mutar Matem La'asos. In which case, well, now, those Mishnayos, which we used as a support to Rav Dimi and Shmuel in the first version, well, those Mishnayos are all going to be against are all going to be against what Rav Dimi is saying in the second version. All right, let's hold here.